Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, we're going to get on here and get this thing started. It's going to be a quick one tonight. Big Ernie's going to come on here, and I'm going to come on a little bit later, and we're going to watch this football game. Come on in here, Brother D, you and Brother House. Let's get it on. Let's get it out of here quick. Let's get out of here.
Amen, amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. I know you all are as excited as I am to get Big Ernie in here and get going. So we're not going to prolong the time today. We're going to just bow our heads and give God a word of praise, ask him to continue to bless Brother Ernie as he continues to bless us with knowledge. How about that? Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we come before you this evening. Stop by just to give you a word of thanks, Lord. So we want to thank you for being so kind and so gracious to us. We thank you for how you have blessed us to come over into a whole new year. Knowing, Lord, that some of our friends didn't make it, some of our family didn't make it, but you blessed us to see it. And then, Father, you blessed us with a friend. You said in your word that there's nothing greater than you called us friend. And you blessed us with a friend. We call him Big Ernie. He comes on every Monday, Lord Jesus, to give us nothing but knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge. He gives us ways of staying safe in these machines that we love called racing. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless him, continue to bless his business, bless his family, continue to shine on him, Lord, like only you can. We know, Lord, that you're able and that you will. And then, Lord, we ask that you would put it up on the racer's heart to not only listen to him and accept what he gives us on this service, on this show, Lord, but yet patronize him, Father. Let the racers know that what he gives us, and let us help support him by buying his product. Give us a mind, Lord, not to take advantage of what he gives us for free. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless, continue to keep him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Back to you.
My brother, we appreciate it. Y'all stay in. After Big Ernie, we're going to have a little short one today. Because we're going to go on this football game. Thank you, Brother D. Brother House, we'll be back with y'all shortly.
Hey, boys and girls, it's that time of the year again. Had a feeling, this is Ernie with CompuCar. See, I almost got back into that again. This is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. If we can help you with your nitrous parts, pieces, tune-ups, whatever you need, give me a call. Got another thing at the end of this deal, and we'll get into that. If we can help you, CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS, Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, Silverback Streams for all your TV channel needs, IBTV needs. Yeah, that's it. FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance, and Lawyer Man. Okay, another thing we got going. I have finally got a hold of somebody that can finally do reasonable shipping and pick up at a business, drop off to a business location. Now, they don't do to house. So if you got people that's got a place that they can, a forklift or something like that they can unload, we're talking about saving some serious money. Roughly saving about 50% on your shipping costs. So if we can help you with that, give me a call. CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. 1-800-648-7687. And if you don't think you can save some money, walk in someplace and tell me you want to ship an engine somewhere. We can get it done for you. All right. What's been going on? Wiring problems, wiring problems. Of course, you know, everybody's doing work on their car. And the first thing they want to do is come in here and this is not working now, this is not working now. Well, what did you do? Well, I haven't done anything. But you just told me you rewired the car. Well, yeah, we rewired the car. That's more than just doing nothing. I mean, that's rewiring a car. Who did it? Oh, we did it. Okay, I'm not knocking anybody's capabilities of wiring a car. It's not that hard. It can be aggravating. It can be a whole lot of things. But, and we've gone over this many, many times, and we're going to go over it again. The black wire, you know, that ground wire, is extremely important. And, I mean, nothing works right if it's not properly done. Right size, right grounding, everything. And, you know, I'm going to these guys and it's like, you know, don't you listen? You know, I've told you this, You got to do this. And one of the guys on the crew says, you mean the black wire matters? Yes, it's your ground. If you don't have the ground, you don't have a circuit. I don't care what you do. They had run, it looked like about a 12-gauge wire from the battery to the chassis ground. Well, heck, you can turn on a light bulb. Yes, you can. You can turn on the fuel pump. Yes, you can. Car won't start. No, it won't. Wire burn up in the back on the battery. They replaced it with another piece. It burned that one up. They put two pieces down. They ended up with four pieces down. Then they brought it to me. So, guys, properly sized wire. If you're running on your race car, one battery, two battery, it doesn't matter. 16-volt, 12-volt, I don't care. You need to have, at minimum, a one-out ground. That's a 1-0, one-out ground. You, if you can get a piece of welding cable, hey, that's even better. good connectors. Don't just put it underneath a bolt and a washer and tighten it down. No. Spend a few minutes. You can go to any place that sells batteries. Most automotive parts now, and any place that does big truck wiring, big truck parts and pieces, they will make you a battery cable. Any length you want. They'll put the ends on it. If you want it to be the ground, they'll put black heat shrink over it. If you want it red for positive, they'll make you the proper wire. Think of your race car as a diesel truck. It's got to have good wires. I mean, look at the wires on a big rig. It's not because that big rig runs a lot of lights. It's because that big rig has to start that big motor. And, yeah, you're not as big as that, but you're running some crazy compressions. You've got to have everything right. If you buy the battery cable from the battery places or even at the truck stops, or take your own wire, the length you just, that's how long I want it, have them make it. They can put a red heat shrink on it. That's positive. Black is ground. Bolt it in. Clean the surface that you're going to bolt it to. The surface, if it's painted, if the bolt or the stud is painted, you don't have continuity. You have got to have it a good, solid ground. Put a washer on it. Put the wire in place. Another washer over the top of that. And a good, quality nut. Not a nylon nut. A good nut. A minimum of a grade 5 nut. Tighten it down, secure it, good. You don't have to break it off. Make sure it has no arc. Make sure that the washers are sitting completely flat. If they're hitting the terminal that you put on, cut off one section of the washer, grind it off, just so it sits flat against the wire. And when you tighten it down, you've got a good ground. Do the same thing up there from the chassis up to the back of your head. Good ground. You do that, you're not going to have problems with the 12-volt system. Because you got to remember, your ignition's going to be pulling off the chassis ground, and then everything else pulls off of the positive. Make sure it's right, and you will not have any problems. Also, do not paint over the connection. Okay, I know we've got this little bare spot there. Nobody's going to be looking at it. If you spray paint over it, you're settled to create a problem where if that does oxidize, you'll never see it. You want to be able to see that ground. Every now and then, put your hand on it, give it a little tug. Does it move? I mean, at all, does it move? If you give it a tug, it doesn't move, okay, we're all right. Put your battery terminals on. Make sure you do the positive terminal first. Ground is the last thing you hook up. When you get your terminals tight, reach over and put your hand on them and try to twist them. One of the habits I make is walk around the pits, talking to people, reach over and touch the battery and twist the battery terminal. And you'd be surprised how many loose battery terminals I find. There's no reason for it. Does it affect anything? Yes, it affects everything because a loose terminal is not a good connection. That's going to cause arcing in the area. You can actually start melting your battery if it gets bad enough. So little things like that, very important. Start out the year right. Make it happen. Make sure all your wire terminals that you have put on for all your wires, that you put them on with the proper terminals, the proper crimping tool, and the crimps are proper. How do you know if the crimps are proper? Grab a hold of the wire in one hand, grab a hold of the terminal in the other end, wiggle the wire. Does it feel like it's moving in the terminal? If it is, that's a bad terminal. Give it a good pull. I'm sure not a bad terminal, but a bad connection. Give it a good pull. If you think you're going to pull that wire out of that connector, the connector is not crimped properly. And in crimping tools, guys, and I see this so much, you've got where you're going to crimp the wire. You've got a saddle that the terminal sits in. And then you've got the tooth of the dog that goes down in the crimp to crimp it in place. Take one of your terminals and look at it. And on the bottom of the terminal, even if you got that little blue shield on it whatsoever, you'll see that where it was formed into a circle. That is the bottom of the terminal, where those two pieces come together, and then they got that plastic insulator over the top. You want to make sure that that line is in the saddle, the U-groove, and that the dog comes down and crimps from the top side. If you do it the other way and you crimp down, it's going to deform one of those pieces and make a crimp, but half your wire is not going to be properly crimped. It has to be crimped from the top side of the terminal in place, and then still give it a good pull. You may not have squeezed it right, or you may not have had it in there at all. I mean, I've put on terminals as much as I complain about them and pull on the wire and have one of them come off. Hey, you do enough, you're going to have problems. But check every wire before you put it in place. Okay, dog, we'll make it a short show tonight so we all watch the football game. What you got going?
Oh yeah. Okay, you on for tonight, Ernie. Okay, Reverend Bryant, I see you raise your hand. I don't know if you raised it by mistake. Reverend Bryant, do you have a question, Reverend Bryant? Reverend Bryant, out in Texas. He just got his car back.
Hit the one button.
By accident. He did. He might have did it by accident. All right, don't worry about it. Well, Ernie, you know, I was having problems starting my car, and another guy had the same problem. He said his car would not start up unless he sprayed some starting fluid or some lighter fluid down there, transmission or whatever cleaner. What's going on with that, Ernie? Why them cars won't start when they cold, Ernie?
Because the fuel that is in the carburetor and in the intake, when you pump the gas, the cold temperature keeps the fuel from vaporizing. So it goes into the intake in a raw state. I don't care how many times you pump it. You're probably going to find out that if you pump it more than about twice, you're going to end up with a motor that don't want to crank because you flooded the engine. Spin it over. If the car doesn't crank, I mean just boom, stop a second, take you a little starting fluid, just a little while, spin it over, have somebody spin it over, and it'll fire right up. As soon as it fires up, turn on your fuel pump, everything's good. If you don't do that, when that fuel goes in that motor, like I say, liquid fuel does not burn. The vapor burns. Starting fluid has such a low read vapor that you spray it, it just, there's no liquid air. It vaporizes. And that's what it takes to crank up a motor on a cold day. Now, starting fluid does not have octane. If you try to spray it and run the motor on it and you've got high compression or you even try it on a diesel, you can knock the rods out of a motor in a hurry. And you also make what they call starting fluid crack addicts. Once you get a motor trained on starting fluid, especially diesels, it doesn't do work. Now, diesel engines, while we're talking about starting, if you got a diesel that won't crank, do not use starting fluid. You've got fuel in it. The fuel may have gels or something or anything where it's not cranking. Best way to jump a or to add fuel to a motor, a diesel motor to crank up, is get you a rag, pour gasoline over it, stick it down in the intake air area, spin it over, it'll crank up. The reason why you don't want to use starting fluid is because it is so easy to ignite. A lot of the new diesels have inline air heaters. And if you spray that in there and that heater's on, you're going to have an explosion coming back out at you. Gasoline-soaked rag, just have somebody turning it over, stick it up there. Three or four turns, that puppy ought to be firing right up. Back to you, dog.
All right. Well, on a diesel, you know, most diesel trucks, the older one, I mean, well, most diesel trucks got two batteries in it. If you got to jump off a diesel truck, does it make a difference which battery you hook a jumper cable to? Does it make a difference?
Absolutely. You always want to find the starter. What is the closest battery to the starter? That's the one you want to jump off to. If you go to the other side and you have a weak battery, no matter where it's at, the weak battery is going to try to absorb the jumping, the amperage, and if it's a bad battery, it's not going to work. If you go to the starter side and you hook up to it, then you're basically putting your battery in line with the starter itself. Then you'll crank up. Then you need to check, are your batteries bad, low, need recharging, but always go to the starter side. Back to you. With good jumper cables. Don't get these damn $10 jumper cables. Ain't going to work. Back to you, sir.
Well, okay, like I said, ain't no questions coming in right now, and I ain't had no problems, but I ain't going to tell you a secret on it, but you got a prototype thing coming out of here. When you going to put that prototype thing to the public? When you going to let the public know about that, man?
Mm-mm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. They said, what causes a runaway diesel? I don't know what that means, though. What causes a runaway diesel? I don't know what that means, though, but you might know.
A runaway diesel, there's several things that cause a runaway diesel. Either
what is a runaway diesel? What is a runaway diesel?
A runaway diesel is a diesel engine. You're driving it. You turn off the ignition, and not only does it keep running, but it starts going up higher. You have no control over it. The pedal don't come back. It doesn't matter. It's running away. It's not as bad on the fuel electronic fuel-injected diesels as it was with the mechanical injections. Detroits were absolutely horrible about them. But what happens is in a diesel engine, in a truck, pick a truck, it doesn't matter. It's a diesel truck. If you go all the way to the floor and hold that thing to the floor, unless you have wiped out your limiters and all this other stuff, that motor is only going to turn about 2,800, 3,000 RPMs, and that's it. Because it has a rack and a rev limiter that limits the fuel going into it. Now, given that everything on the newer models is right and the motor runs away, it's now running away probably because of high mileage and the turbocharger is now, the seals are leaking oil into the air intake, and now the turbocharger is blowing the fuel into the intake instead of the injectors, and this thing now is starting to eat itself because and it'll run until it runs out of fuel or it runs out of, well, or oil, whatever it's going to burn. The RPMs are only limited by how much air it can get and how much oil it can get. Can you put it out? You cannot put it out or shut it off with a fire extinguisher. Don't even try. Two ways that you can make it shut down is if you've got a set of vice grip pliers or a set of hose clamping pliers, clamp the fuel line, shut that off. Get your air cleaner out of the way. Get you a 2x4, probably a two by eight. Get that air cleaner out of the way and shove that board over the top of your air intake. You've got to smother the air. You've got to. A fire extinguisher, that sucker will laugh at you. It'll eat that fire extinguisher. You just keep on going. By the time the fire department gets there, the whole truck's gonna be on fire. Quick acting. If you've got a good clipboard, a good solid, like a metal clipboard or a piece of, you know, anything good and solid, do not use a plastic clipboard over the intake. I can promise you what will happen. I had a runaway diesel, Detroit diesel. I grabbed my clipboard, went over and put it up against it. I had my right hand so I could hold it in place. It not only sucked the center of my board away, it sucked my hand into the turbocharger and ate my knuckle of my index finger. Not good. Took the knuckle off. Safety. You can't do it with rags. You can't stuff enough rags in that thing. It'll eat them.
Oh, man.
We just got to shut down as fast as possible.
We just got a listener saying he was burnt to the ground, said there, and it said burnt all the way down to the ground.
Yes, sir.
All the way diesel.
If you I never
heard it.
It is, it happens a whole lot more than you would ever think. And why people don't know about it or the quick way to solve the problem, there's no easy way. You're going to tear something up. Because, number one, something is already torn up. It's just how much are you going to limit the damage. If you have to rip your air intake off, if you have to beat air intake off, it doesn't matter. You've got to get something over that puppy so you can smother the air. Yeah. You're talking about these turbochargers making 30 pounds of boost on a runaway? They may be making 40 or 50. To make boost, you've got to have suction. So that means that air coming through that air intake is a lot. So whatever you put up there, make sure it is solid and hold on. From that point on, if you can't get it, get away from it because it's going to explode. It's going to burn to the ground. If it's running away and you're hooked to your trailer, you've got probably – a minute, 2 minutes, get that trailer unhooked, get that puppy snatched in gear, get it out of the way, if it's just started and you've got a manual drive transmission, there is a chance if you put it in a low gear and let the clutch out. Don't just dump the clutch, but let the clutch out and start load the motor and then turn it loose, you can lug it down. That's the only way.
I just got a friend. Somebody said that, Ernie. Somebody just fixed me that, Ernie, so you can choke it down.
You can hopefully choke it down.
Yeah.
Are you going to break something? Hopefully not. But expect possibly you're going to tear out the clutch, or you're going to get a transmission, or you're going to get a drive shaft.
All right. Come on, Ernie. Come on, come on, Ernie. You got some magic?
You know, yes. You know, with a runaway diesel, if it's a gas runaway, even if you cut the switch out, as long as that engine getting gas, it's going to keep running. I drive a tanker truck. It has happened to me, and it will explode. Once that diesel get that gas fume, it will not, unless you can get it and get it, cutting the power off, it will not go dead.
Absolutely.
It's a gas runaway. And the boss, the owner of the company told me next time that happens, just hit the ground running. Don't worry about the truck. They can get another truck. But it broke the PTO shaft. It gauzed all the piston. It bent raw. It messed the whole engine up. It had to be replaced. Over $20,000 engine because it wouldn't go out. I hit the keys and
absolutely,
it kept going. I just wanted to add that to it. So you can have a runaway turbocharged, the older trucks, timing can be off. It's a lot of stuff. I just wanted to add that to it. And I was one to fix that by choking it down, put it in like a higher gear. So it'd be like 1-to-1 to try and choke it down.
Yeah. Whatever you need to do to get that puppy lugged and loaded, you're going to break something. But if you break the motor and you save the truck and you save your trailer and you save your race car, that's cheap insurance. If you can't get it shut down, you need to ask yourself quickly in the back of your mind, did I call Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance and insure my race car and trailer? If you didn't, you're going to say, I should have. I don't know if you can call him fast enough to get it covered, but Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance covers your insurance. You can get insurance on your trailer, your car, whatever. Your car insurance, your truck insurance does not cover your trailer or contents. Back to you, Mr. Dog.
Okay, well, we got one from Big House. Man. Big House got one. He left us and came back. Man. Come on in there, Big House.
Yes, sir. Ernie, I had a question since you're on diesels. Are there a lot of pros and cons by having a diesel motorhome? And is the cat better than the Caterpillar? And what kind of pros and cons do you get with that, Ernie?
Okay, good question. If you're going to buy a motorhome, get a diesel. Get a diesel pusher. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The diesel pusher is when the motor is, and transmission and everything is located in the back of the deal. It's going to either be a Cummins or it's going to be a Caterpillar. If it's an MTU or a DT-466 or something like that, stay the hell away from it. Cummins or Cats, the only thing you want to look for. On the Cummins, at least, the best choice is going to be like the 8.3. The Caterpillar, you're probably going to see a 3126 or a C7. They're very economical. You're going to have a lot more room. I've had gas RVs, and I'm going to promise you, the worst thing I've ever done is my gas RV caught on fire because it's overheated, and I was stupid enough to put it out. I should have let it burn to the ground. But diesel, you got more pulling power. They're made to pull, and most of them are built on really nice chassis. They're not necessarily tractor trailer chassis, but they're real damn close. And everything in them has got regular bus type equipment. Whether you get the 19.5 or the 22.5s, you've got something really good, easy to service. The bed as a latch on it. You can raise the bed. You take the covers off the bed, get them out of the way. You can hit the latch down there, and that's your hood. From there, you can service all the electrical. You can get direct to the motor. If you open up the back of the motor home, everything is right there in front of you. The batteries slide out to the side. What more do you want? And you can pick up a good one for low money. When I say low money, I would say you could probably get one that's maybe 15 years old, probably in the $20,000 range. That's got extremely low mileage because that's an art recreational vehicle. Most people don't use them maybe once or twice a year. So when they get tired of seeing it outside and they keep making that payment, they won't sell it. And I've seen people actually pay money for you to buy it. If you just pay the payoff, look, I'll pay the next three or four payments. Here's $5,000. Just take the payment. So you can negotiate with motorhomes. But if you're going to use a motorhome, definitely. Diesel only. With good diesel. Commercial diesel, not wannabe diesel. Now, if you get a 5.7-6.2 for a smaller motorhome, okay. It's a smaller motorhome, that's great. If you're going to get into anything above 35, 36 foot class, I think it's class A, I would definitely be the bigger motors, diesel transmission. And you can get it serviced everywhere. Back to you, Mr. Tim.
Wow. Well, thank you, Ernie. That's what I was looking at, and I was thinking about it one day. I said, maybe one day when I get ready to retire, I can get me one.
Well, don't wait till you retire. Like I say, look through a marketplace, any of those places. I have bought some really nice motorhomes, 10 years old with 30, 40,000 miles on them for under $20,000. So don't put it off. If you're going to do races, man, that's the way to go. They will pull great. Make sure on your motorhomes, some of the older models did not have bump stops on the axles. So they're air ride. So if you blew an airbag, the body could go down on the tires. So always make sure that there's a stop there. More than one of the motorhomes that I had to go in there and build bumpers so that when the air was completely off, the body would come down, but it wouldn't wedge against the tires. Like blowing an airbag is uncommon, but it happens. An air leak in an airline, balance valves, anything that can cause your airbag to leak. And a rupture where it blows out instantly, you need to be able to protect not only the motorhome, but the tires. So just a bump stop. It'll sit there right down on top of it, and you still drive. Back to you, sir.
Well, Ernie, for a common everyday guy like myself, well, see, you haven't dealt with things like that with experience. Is it a hard thing for me to grasp how to take care of it? I mean, because they don't really tell you how to actually really maintenance and keep it up, you know, but just like you said, RVN, antifreeze, well, I know to use that, Ernie, but I was just thinking, is there a lot of things that a lot of people don't know and little common things that they should, you know, do to take care of them with that diesel?
Common things. Get you a fuse assortment. Get you a couple of constant duty relays. And either a power probe or a meter so that you can check voltage. Biggest thing with motorhomes is the worst thing is setting. If they set, the batteries are going to corrode. Then you've got problems getting it to start. So, yeah, that's your biggest thing in tires. Okay, here we go. Let me see here real quick. Here's a 2003 RV, two slide outs. Great condition, two brand-new air conditioners, new brakes, calipers, front and back. Just went camping, wants to downsize. And this price is, God dang it. I lost $20,000. Ta-ta-da.
Wow.
$20,000. And low miles. So this is the type of thing you want to look at, is always talk, you know, see what the mileage is. When you get there, look on the tire and get the date code off the tires. Are they weather cracked? If they are, plan on a new set of tires. But also on a new set of tires, plan on using that as a bargaining chip. Most people mm-hmm. are going to sell an RV, want to get rid, they want to sell it, you know. And there's not many people, I don't understand why, not wanting to jump up and buy them. But they'll go buy $75,000 for a micro home or a trailer that I wouldn't pull across the street. Where these, you can take a 36 to 40 footer, park that puppy on a piece of property, jack it up, live out of it. Contractors, road construction people know exactly what I'm talking about. So they, okay, here's another one. American Tradition, 93,310 miles. Generator has 3,000 hours on it, $18,000. This is a Fleetwood.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, all you got, and that's just a couple of seconds looking on. Get the newest model you can find for the best price. And remember, don't buy it from a dealer. If you buy it from a dealer, you're going to get took. They have really stupid prices. And they figure you're coming in there, they can get financing for you, and they're going to charge you out the butt for everything they do. You can buy it, you can do everything you want to do, and be well-equipped and happy with it, and it don't cost $100,000. Well, here's okay. Just hit another one. 2004 Winnebago, 38 foot, with an 8.1 Cummins engine in it. Fully loaded, two slide outs, tires 2 years old. Walk around Queen. Just on and on. $22,500. Clean title in hand. No pets. No leaks. No soft spots. That'd be one I'd go look at. And another thing is when you look at that RV, make sure that when you look at an RV that the shower and the toilet are on separate sides. Because this aggravates. I'm big. And when you get in a shower area that's you can't turn around, or I had to look at one that they actually put a dome over the damn shower. So if you're tall enough, you had to stick your head out the dome. No, but there's some stupid things you can see that I don't know where these engineers came up with them. But you know that's the main thing. And most, I would say 99% of RVs are low mileage. If you're going to tow your rig, make sure you have a Class mm-hmm. 5 hitch on it. That's the main thing. Class 5, the trailer hitch. A lot of these RVs, well, we tow a car behind us. Okay, that's probably a Class 3. You want a Class 5 that goes in and attaches to the chassis. Good cross support, everything. Because you're going to put a load on it. We pulled a 30-foot trailer behind our 38-foot RV. And never had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do the job. Back to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Ernie. That was really a lot of knowledge there. I appreciate it. Good information. Thank you very, very much.
And you can probably get it insured through Don Kennedy.
I thought maybe y'all was having a damn car sale over here or something. I didn't know. I thought I was having a car sale.
Well, hey, you don't think a whole lot about it until somebody asks you about it. And then you look at how many RVs that are used for towing. Nothing with an RV is it's exempt from DOT. Does that matter? If you get a toter, you've seen them, they got private use only. Okay, that doesn't mean a thing to DOT. It's a truck. It's not an RV. Oh, well, it's registered as an RV. That just depends on what state wants to challenge that and write you a ticket and how much you're willing to fight it. So RVs, unless you're really serious into doing something, and if you're gonna buy a $250,000 toter, okay, fine, go for it. No problem. But there are a whole lot of equipment out there that's very good for a very reasonable price that you can use and not even think about it. Back to you, sir. Back to you, Doug.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ernie, we be talking about gas and 87 and 92. Do they got any high price diesel? Or is it diesel just one diesel? Is it just one diesel? Do you have high performance diesel?
You have a winter blend and a summer blend. Now, we don't see winter blend down here very much up north. They have a winter blend. It has additives in it that help to keep it from gelling. But if you're in a winter condition, not only do you get that, but you can also put in that 911 or heat additives. If you're up north, you got fuel line heaters, you got oil pan heaters, you got air heaters, you got heaters on heaters on heaters. But no, diesel is diesel. The only basically
okay.
Two types you have: on road and off road. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Well, Ernie, you know we said we're gonna. Can we steal 15 minutes of your time? Because we're gonna make a short show tonight. Because we're gonna get ready for this game, Ernie. So can we steal 15 minutes of your time?
All right, guys. I'll do a sign out, and we can go watch a game.
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, you.
All right, guys.
You do your normal, though, honey. Do your normal sign out, though. You're just going to take about 15 minutes of your time today. That's all. Do your normal.
All right. Okay, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems, RV sales and information. We're going to help you with any of your equipment, insurance, radio. Okay, let's back up. CompuCar Nitrous Systems, for your nitrous equipment and needs, RV sales, shipping and transport, fuels and information, give me a call at 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-NITRUS. Silverback Streams for your IBTV needs. That's what it is, IBTV needs. Great stuff to watch at. Man, since I've got it, I don't watch nothing else but that. There's no reason to. Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Pay attention. If you're going to get an RV, call Don Kennedy. If you got a race car, call Don Kennedy. Haggerty Insurance, they sure about anything. And it's a no-hassle, it's very inexpensive, actually. Very inexpensive. Renegade Racing Fuels, FTI Transmissions down in, converters down in Florida. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. And y'all have a good night. Have a good game. And my team's going to win. I bet you $100.
Okay, big man.
Back to
we
you,
appreciate
Mr.
it, brother.
All right.
Have a good one, brother. I'll be able to see you tomorrow sometime or another. All right.
Come on, sir.
All right.
Have me say, then be with me.
Brother D.
I'm up here on mute just singing and humming along and talking. Amen, amen, amen. We thank Brother Ernie for the wealth of knowledge. And we'd like to thank Brother Dog for the song. Count my blessings, Lord, if you please. You know, I was talking to my brother a few moments ago, and I told him, I said, Brother Tim, I said, I'm going to try to save it for tomorrow. But I'm not. I'm going to do it now. So, brother, I want to give you a word of advice. And I'm like, Brother Ernie, now, Big Ernie said that this is worth what you pay for it. But it's a little different this time. This is really worth what you don't have to pay for, because the Lord gave it to us with a price that no man could pay. But let me tell my sister and brother something, Brother Tim.
Yes, sir.
Be studious. Be a little more studious about who you listen to. Be a little more careful about who you choose to sit up under and receive the word of God from.
Yes.
I've said this many times. Denominations will not get you into heaven. They won't even save you.
Right about it.
But they can lead you straight to hell. They can guide you to the wide road. And I'm saying this because I was privileged today to be at home, and I heard a preacher give a verse out the Bible. And when he gave the verse, he turned back around behind the verse that he gave, and he said that it was not true. Brothers and sisters, anyone, whether they stand in the pulpit in front of you, on the telephone, I don't care what he might be, if you encounter a person and he tell you any verse out of 66, and he, she, them, I care less by who, if they sit and tell you that the word of God is not true, get away from him.
In a hurry.
Find you someone in a hurry, bro. Tim, you need to break. You need to outrun Carl Lewis at that point in time. You should be running faster than Carl Lewis to run. Let me tell you all something. Every word in this Bible is true. Jesus said in the word, he said, let my word be true, and let every man be of a lie. Now, I want to say this real quick. I was privileged today to hear a young man speak, and I spoke to him a few times in reference to the Bible. He has a difference of opinion on some things, but he made mention of something. He was saying how, you know, we should vote and protest on how they could raise the food prices and the gas prices. We should stand on these things. Listen, everything that the Bible said, you heard me say, is true, right? The Bible says that man is to abide by the law of the land, while the law of the land abides by the Bible. You all heard me give you a little joke just the other day. And I tell you, when Satan came back, and not Satan, but when the atheist came back and told her, you started praising this God when I bought this food for you. And at the end of it, she told him, she said, not only will God do just what he said, he said he'll make the devil pay for them. There's a passage of scripture that lets man know that what you meant for bad, he said, God will turn to good. We're going to do this a little more tomorrow. Come on in, brother here. Come on in, brother here.
Brother D, I don't really have much to go behind
Jesus.
That, but I love what you said, that God will even make the devil pay for it. So when we know that we got a God that's in charge, that's the one you follow. Follow his word and study his word so that you'll understand and ask God to give you understanding, comprehension, and revelation of his word. Make it alive to me, Lord. Let it me be able to see how to apply it to my life. And then what you do is you trust the word and you lean on it. He told you he'll never let you be ashamed. He never will forsake you. He said that. So just lean and trust in his word, because Jesus Christ is the word of God. And that's what we're learning. So I just wanted to say thank you, Brother D, for that. Don't just sit up under anybody. Listen and see what they're teaching. And if they're teaching in error, it's time for you to get the running. and get out of there, because all it's going to do is corrupt your mind and get you to doubt and think something that you shouldn't be thinking. And like me and Brother D say, sometimes it gets so close to blasphemy, we don't even want to even try to even deal with it. So that's what it's all about, my brother and sister. You know, don't just trust us. Read the word for yourself and see what we said is to be true. And as long as we are following God's word and telling it truthfully as just the way it's seen and the way it is, and God anoints you, then come on and keep fellowshipping with us. But if we're in error and all out in left field, get to running. That's back to you, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn this back over to Brother Dog. But before I give it to Brother Dog, I'd like to invite you all to, you know, in the morning at 8 o'clock to God's Plan. So my brother, Brother Eric, and Brother Henry, and myself, Brother Dog, a few more of us, Brother Tim, we'll be there if the Lord's will. And then those that don't get enough, because I don't get enough in the morning, I just have just gouge myself on God's word. So what you could do, brothers and sisters, if it's the Lord's will, if you tune in tomorrow at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central Time, I can promise you this. If it's God's will, we'll be right here to feed you with some more of God's word. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to give it back to Brother Dog. Brother Dog, come on here.
All right. Appreciate you. All right, Flopping kids, y'all get ready to hit the one button. Let's get this thing on before we hit the game tonight.
Girl, who you calling? Girl, I got cat problems. I'm calling Dr. Jack.
You reach K-912. Woof, woof, meow. If you got cat problems, state them now. I don't discriminate. I facilitate. Short, fat, skinny, I'm tall. I said no, leave a number.
24/7, available day and night. Red, yellow, brown, black, or white. Conversation on the phone, I'm always discreet. What I call business, others call it creep. To remove that stress.
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm just Gucci, baby boy. I'm Gucci.
I heard that. Yes, indeed.
Get ready. Somebody's heart might get broke tonight. Get ready for that old game, kid. Everybody's going to probably kind of tune in on that, especially them Georgia boys and stuff and everything. The only reason I want
Georgia to win, though, is so they can say
the SEC is tough. Other than that, though, I wouldn't care if Georgia got blowed out. But –
yeah, well,
you know,
I ain't got no dog in the fight, so I really don't care who wins.
I got you. Well, kid, let me ask you a question, man. I hope y'all listening out there. We came on, you know, we doing everything a little early tonight. We're gonna get around. Kid, this giving action now. Ed Boney, if you didn't know this week, Ed Boney went out there with a 17-foot peck on the front of his car and got
No. Hold it. Let me ask you a goddamn question. Now, I saw a couple of cars yesterday, a Mustang somewhere in a Malibu, which I see is Ann Boney now, with them 5-foot peckers on them. Now, my question is, if you're in a gap race, do you have to gap the car or the pecker?
Well, now, kid, you didn't let me get through my stuff with that. In that instance, if I'm a DP man, the gap has always been called from bumper to bumper. So the pecker don't count to me. The pecker don't count to me. And if I'm the DP man, unless they stiff something different, I'm going to call it the gap with from bumper to bumper, kid. Because, you know, they don't let the parachute. If you're going to start doing that, you got to let the parachute, the willy bars and all that stuff start counting too then.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to put me some, you know, every car out there, 80% of them at least got you don't have willy balls on. They just took them off. I'm going to get me some of the longest willy balls I can find and slap them on there. Then you're going to start calling the gap by that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else got a different opinion? Hit the one button on that, though. But normally the gap, like I said, and I do say normally the gap is called from bumper to bumper. Well, with so many doggone guys trying to get over and so many people trying to the hustle people, you never know what might happen, kid. Good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say,
now,
kid, before you.
Go ahead.
No. You the guest. Come on, kid. You the guest. Come on.
Now with these 4, 5, or 6 foot peckers on them, is that what drag racing coming to? Because I guess that's what triggers the beam down there.
Well, kid, that's what I was finna bring up before that. I was finna say, Bonnie come out there with a 17-foot pecker and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there and got his butt whooped. But from what I seen at the track, he was bringing all the action, even though he got his butt whooped all the time. So what do we supposed to do in a situation like that? Is we supposed to praise Bonnie and say, hey, man, we come to see the action and you brought the action? Or we supposed to say, damn, Bonnie, you done got your butt blowed out. You ain't worth a dog. What do we do in a situation like that, kid?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a catch. It's really a catch 22 situation. You know, you might want to praise him, and some might not want to praise him for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, kid, if you go to the track and see some action, somebody gonna win and somebody gonna lose, eh?
That is true.
So we get in the habit of, like I said, of dogging people that's out there doing racing. And if they don't do no racing, then we still complaining. So we got to do something. It can't go both ways now. It can't go both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I believe to my belief is a catch 22 situation.
Well, somebody hit the one button and ask a kid first question, because that's a good question about that pecking stuff. I'm going to see, can I get Boney on here for a minute?
Man, goddamn 5 foot pecker. Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I'm trying to call Boney to see get Boney on there because I love old Boney. Old Boney doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody call Boney and tell him to call the show and hit the one button. I want to talk to Boney. The question just came in, kid, and I'm going to answer this question. It's a good question. It's a damn good question. Tim, I was sending it in. He said, is it legal? Can you have it in grudge racing or shootout? Now, if you got a grudge race, you can have anything you want in a grudge race. You can have anything you want in a grudge race if a guy lets you do it. In a shootout, you also can have anything you want if they don't specify no
protest.
Now, if they specify no pickles, unless they you know, you got some pickles. Do you know why they had pickles? Ricky Steinberg, if you're on the show, hit the one button, Ricky. I want somebody else to explain this stuff. Why some cars got pickers? Yep, you know, Ricky Steinberg, somebody. I didn't want just me and Key to take over the show. I'm gonna have a short show today, but we wanted to try to get many people in there with opinions as they could. I know they're probably waiting for Ernie to get off. They know Ernie got off early. See, Ernie gave us 15 minutes. Well, the way it go, kids, you know. Kid, do you know why they got peppers on some cars? Do you know how?
Well,
you know how?
I want to go back and say it's a form of cheating, really.
No, it ain't, kid. Some cars, just like the Nobles and – no, some cars, just like the Nobles, they got a certain length a regular car can have. And the pecker was just to make up the difference from a regular car. I wish somebody else would come on here and explain it. The overhang is some cars have got shorter noses on them. Y'all stop texting me and hit the damn one button. That's what I keep telling you. Y'all texting me. Stop hitting the one. Stop. It ain't wheelbase. It's the overhang. I wanted somebody to come on here and explain. Y'all stop texting me and hit the one button and come on in and explain to the people on here. I know what it's for, but, you know, they get tired of hearing my big ass mouth. You know, they be want to hear somebody new. But anyway, kids, certain cars got certain lengths that they're supposed to be. Just like I know about the Nova. The Nova is shorter than a normal, per se. I think a Camaro. A Nova, I think, is shorter than a Camaro. So you can have a peck on there to make out the same length that a Camaro has. And they call it an overhang. And I wish Ricky Stanbrough would come on here. 708, okay, KL City, KL, yeah. Come on, KL, if that's you on the phone, somebody explain what I mean by that. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know we're talking about grudge racing, but I know NHRA.
No, we ain't talking about grudge racing. Hold up, Cal. You ain't paying attention. We just want somebody to explain what the peckers are for. Some peckers are legal on some cars. They are legal.
To put both cars on the same playing field. So If one car got a shorter nose and the other one has a longer one, NHRA, for example, allows the car, the rule is 45 inches, I think it is, from the center of the front axle to the very front part of the car. So if you can, if you got a short nose, you can put a pecker that would extend out up to 45 inches if that's what you wanted, you know. Put you in the same playing field with the other car with the longer nose.
Okay, I'm going to say, you better make sure, because you know I told you, don't you be hitting the one button on these discussions now.
No, what I was about to say, dog, was Cal just explained it to the, about as good as it could be, but what they're doing with these peckers now is going past that.
We were going to talk about that later, though. Yeah, me and Kid had talked about that. We were finna talk about that. Legal, that's why I said some pickers are legal. Some pickers are legal, but that stuff Boney had this week was just, man, that was just, come on, man.
I'm 6'2", and that thing was 4 feet.
Hey, dog,
I'll be scared
that thing could break off and cause you to wreck.
They did say it broke off out there, but they was lying, though.
I thought I seen the thing flexing myself, like it was moving from east to west.
Now my question, Cal.
That thing is 4 feet longer than I am tall, man.
Yeah. Cal, will that thing, is it possible that thing can trigger the beans down there?
That's what it's
talking about. It do trigger the beans. It do trigger the beans.
Okay.
Most bumpers have a center point on them, and that's what triggered the beans. That's why that thing is in the center of the bumper. And it's designed, and like Cal said, it's designed to equal the length of the car. Basically the front of the car. And it do trigger the beam.
Yeah.
That thing triggered the beam, shed it back off, and triggered it again, as long as it is.
I hear you, Bob Glidden.
Well, look, hold on. Boney said he picked the phone up, but it hung up on him. I'm trying to get Boney on there. I want to talk to Boney because there's two things I had.
Man, this shit is ridiculous.
Well, Kid, you know what I said many times. Glidden said a long, long time ago, he says two type of races.
Yeah,
cheetahs.
Dog, I got a question.
Hold on a minute. I think I got Boney on here. Hey, Boney! Boney, can you hear me? Boney in a bad area, but... Hey, Boney! Okay, Boney, he got his phone up here in a bad area. Who next to me had a question? Somebody, come on in. Come on with the question. Who else to me?
Al Sidney.
Come on, Cal.
Do that mean we got to start sipping certain length peckers or no peckers?
Hold up. Don't laugh. No. They have been sipping already, Cal. Some people been saying no peckers. They've been saying no bars, no peckers. They've been sipping that because, they've been sipping it already, Cal.
If you go with the peckers, do you have to say how long it has to be or?
When you do your race, Cal, you either stiff no peckers. If you don't stiff nothing but no peckers, he can come in there with a 20-foot one if he can get it on there. That's what I'm saying. If me and Brother D gonna go out there and race, I'm gonna say, Brother D, no balls, no peckers. That's all you gotta say. And you stiff, no balls, no peckers. If you don't say no peckers, if you don't say it, then you're stiff. He can come out there with any kind of long one he wanna come out there with. Boney, can you hear me? You got good service yet, Boney? Boney phone answered, but he ain't saying nothing. Boney, you on mute? Boney! Call him again. Yeah, go ahead. Y'all go ahead and talk.
You probably got that pickle stuck up in it.
Well, they doing that now, though, Cal.
Yeah, they doing that now, right.
They already doing that.
Hold on. Barney, can you hear me?
What up, dog? Yes, sir.
Barney, we didn't call you to dog you out, Barney. We called you really because we had it's a two-way thing. People go to the track to see a race, even though you went to the race there and got your butt tore out, and they was talking about that long pecker, Barney. You got the floor. You want to talk about both of them, Boney, by getting action and getting your butt tore with that long-ass sucker?
Well, you motherfucker knocked those black and blue around that this weekend. I should have slapped my goddamn self in that sucker. I put that bubble on there and assume, you know, hey, all right, cool. Me and my dumb ass done went down there Friday and tensing all day just to get fucked up on Saturday. I got I walked out and let that fire sniff at the bag of two cuts, motherfucker, whoop up like that.
Well, Brother D, you know, Brother D was one of our prayer warriors, and he was praying that that pecker didn't fall off and flip your car over. How long was that pecker, man? How long was that pecker?
It's 4 foot long.
That jugger 4 feet longer than I am tall. And I'm 6 feet. That jugger 4 feet
Yeah. But now Bobby, now, Bobby, you on the show right now. And I say that because some people who are going to get beat, they got an attitude, they want to fight, they want to cry, and whatever. But you went out there and gave action, no bonus. So how can you give action and still get whooped and then people don't harass you, bonus? What you think about that? Even though you got your butt whooped, you still out here talking to us and giving action, bonus. What you think about that?
Because as soon as a motherfucker say something about them, asking what the fuck they want to be, I say this is ready. I can lose today, lose tomorrow, and I'll still get up and slap your bitch in 15 minutes later.
Yes, sir.
I can't win them all, but goddamn, I'm so trying.
Yeah.
If you can't take this shit on a 10, then why you racing? It's so serious.
What's the
purpose of it? Yeah, I'll be mad in the moment.
Exactly.
But once it's over, man, what can I do about it? It's done. It ain't guaranteed. Yeah, I want to win it, but it ain't guaranteed.
Well, Bonnie, we know you do both type of racing, Bonnie. Go ahead and explain to everybody how can you have a legal pecker on your car. Explain how you can have a legal pecker on your car, Bonnie.
Because the legal peckers are the overhang distance that they allow you in the rules, which is from the front axle center line overhang. Mm-hmm. So that's where you get the legal peckers at. And then grudge shit, get whatever you can put on there, and now that bitch falling off.
Yes, sir. They was on the show laughing on the live feed saying Bonnie that the pecker fell off down there and you almost ran over the But I know they was laughing because when I saw you come back to the station, I saw it was still on there though.
Yeah, it was still on. It didn't fall off. Hey, we snapped that boy. We put that thing motherfucker.
He put that thing in the trailer, dog, and half the car was hanging out.
I had to take it off. I can't put it in the trailer like that. It won't fit.
Well, where did you make it, Bonnie?
I knew it was janky, dog. That's something that tripped me up the night. I put it on in the shop. I walked around, forgot it was on there. It threw me right up on another car.
Damn.
Boom. God
damn. It was trying to tell you something.
Well, they captured. We supposed to have this weekend Battle of the Thrones, but they captured. So,
I got you.
Next item will be end of the month. We'll be down in Bradenton for the no time shootout down there.
Right. You driving the track down there tuning? What you gonna be doing, buddy? Driving, tuning, or just spectating?
I'll be tuning that weekend. Possibly testing a new car, new 4A4 car too. So I'll be driving that.
What you don't talk about on here though, what our real next time is Saturday. We got a motherfucker gonna kill in the street, but we're gonna talk about that on here. Right. I'm trying to get on Joey on here from Atmo. Atmo didn't start showing out. Atmo, it looks like it's gonna be the traffic starting to go this year.
When I tell you, that's why I want to fight. I want to fight Joey. Get him on. That's who I want to fight right now. It's his fault, goddamn it. The track, I wouldn't catch on Friday. The track was good.
Come on, Joey.
Yeah, I'm just being funny. I'm giving it fly.
Yeah.
The track, I went test on Friday. The track was good. Don't get me wrong, it was killer. But when I came Saturday, I should have had way more in it than I didn't have in it. That time they sucked my motor down so hard, I was like, God damn.
You trying to say they got some good surface down there?
Man, the surface was killer.
You got George's phone number. I had it, but I don't know what I put it on. You got George, you know the track.
I got it.
Send it to me, Bonnie. Text it to me right quick. I want to try to get him on the show.
Now, everybody talking about some of them numbers. The tracks can't pull a certain way. You know, I thought I was one of the ones like, yeah, them tracks ain't, them numbers they talking about ain't real. But, you know, I, like, they probably snatching on the torque meter, but they ain't. They standing on it, pulling it right to a slip. And I can tell you right now, that bitch did pull. I think it was like 575.
So
it did pull it.
You saying the track pretty damn good then?
Yeah. I don't know what he doing or how he doing. That's my little bike.
Send me that number. Let me see if I can get him on there. Well, that's going to be well, you know, if you're in a bad area, Bonnie, don't come too quick. Now, I ain't got it yet. Yes, sir. But, man, we was on the show, Bonnie. We was on the show laughing. Scooby was goddamn it cutting up talking about it. Boy, we was cracking up on that thing.
Hey, that damn Scooby a fool.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
Bonnie,
sir.
You going? And Bonnie, you going down to the U.S. National?
Tim House, your mic is on. Tim House, Tim House, your mic is over. If anybody want to talk to you?
Yeah, yeah, I'll be down there.
Oh, okay.
And Bonnie,
yeah,
come on, Tim House.
Talk to me.
I was trying to get a test. I wanted to ask him, which one do you like more, and Bonnie? You like the just a straight up grudge race, or you like the shootout? How do you like, or you just like the tune? And I know you drive both, but I mean, you
got to
have a preference of what you like more. You like the
grudge
race?
Hold on. Don't answer that yet. Hold on, guys. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Jordan, is you? Jordan.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah, this Willie Dog, man. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How you been doing?
Hey, man, the people call me. You on my blog talk show. The people call me and say they want to make a complaint down there. Say you got the damn crack so damn tight. They breaking my ears and everything down there in that boat, man. Tell us about what's going on down there in that boat, man. I got that boat on the phone over there. I got that boat on the phone, too, man.
I'm going to tell you what they better do. They better have themselves in the cat to come out. That's around, because I ain't play around my track. I'm going to make everybody go down. They can call NASA and get Lance Armstrong out there. I'm going to send him, too.
Well, we got old Ed Boney on the phone. Old Ed Boney came down and said, doggone it, he got his ass tore up down there.
Ooh, man, I felt bad for Boney when they left there. Don't worry. You just better have some security in Natal, because this motherfucker going to be mad when I come back through that motherfucker.
That's what I told him. I said, now, he ain't finna just leave and not come back now. I'm telling y'all that.
Yeah. Well, Joy, you on the show. We got thousands of people listening to us. Tell us about the track and tell everybody who you is. A lot of people don't know who you is. Tell everybody who you is, Joy.
Man, I'm Joey Barber. I'm a grudge racer. Been racing my whole life, street races. I'm pretty well known around my area and other areas. I own Atmore Drag Strip, and I take pride in what I do, me and my wife. And we got a lot of upgrades coming, man. Got a lot of new people, a lot of new faces, a lot of new cars coming. We got the concrete rails going up, bringing bad boys in, and several other upgrades. And if anybody loves racing more than me, tell them to come see me, because I don't think it's possible. I had a heart attack, come straight out the bed, straight to the track, and got myself on what I had to do. I don't play around.
Okay. All right, Joy, anything you want to put out about your schedule this year? I look like Atmo might be the track to start coming to. Are you going to have standard races or Sunday races or both? What you got going on down in Atmo, Joey?
Man, I got so much going on, to be honest with you. My mind stays scattered. I'm steady adding stuff to the schedule. You know, Aunt Boney, they coming up. ABP, DBP, that's going to be a big one. That's the one I've been real excited about. I got several others. I got a big don't rim race coming up, April the 22nd, I believe it is. We got Pat Callender's race coming up. Jason, man, we got people coming. We're going to have some good racing this year, babe. We got the Pro Mod coming, the Funny Cars coming. Man, I got... I'm waiting on Kai Kelly and Lizzie. They're going to throw a little deal out there. We're going to do a race with Kai Kelly and Lizzie, Street Outlaws.
Oh, man. They still together?
Yeah.
They still together?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were separated.
Nah, I think he beat him. I ain't real sure. He might have got mad, but you know how he's going to come back with it. He's going to come back running.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then.
But, yeah, they supposed to. I talked them up at PRI, so we're going to work a little deal out with them and try to do a yearly thing with them, too.
All right. Well, okay, Joe, we just wanted to get you on the show, man, because, like I said, you know, everybody, your show was the highlight, your track was the highlight this past week with Ann Bonner and them down there putting on a hell of a show down there. And like I said, that live feed and Scooby and all the guys down there, man, we really appreciate what you do and what they was doing for your track and everything. And that boy's going to be one of their go-to tracks this year, look like.
Well, man, I sure appreciate all y'all. And without y'all, man, I ain't nothing. At the end of the day, without my racers, without my people, I ain't nothing. So if I can't look out for y'all, I can't look out for myself, brother.
Right on, right on. Okay, well, Joe, we appreciate you coming on, man. Like I said, this old Willie Dawg, man. I'm going to try to get down there and see you a couple times this year also, man. So just do what you do,
yeah,
man.
You come out down here, I'm going to have you a little scooter you can ride. You look a little slow this last time, Willie Dawg.
Yeah, I'm getting old, baby.
Hey, as long as you're still going, it's good. But, yeah, holler back at any time, brother.
All right, Joey. Appreciate you, man. Much love, man.
Y'all too.
All right. All right, guy. Hey, Bonnie, tell him, man, that's old Joey, man. He'll do whatever. He let you do whatever down there. Won't he, Bonnie? He let you do whatever you got to do down there, right?
He do what it takes. He says, if it ain't right, you tell me, and I'll make it right. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't really know pride in their tracks like that. You know, between them, the guys over at Steel, Gary, them at Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They all take pride in their,
yes, sir.
You know, they work. You know, they try to do it. So I'm glad he's coming in the game and understanding that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right, right. Well, hold on, buddy. Tim out. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to go and get him out of the way because, you know, we got all night if we have to, but we ain't going to be on this low. Hey, buddy, go ahead and ask. I mean, Tim out, go ahead and ask Ed Bonner the question you had for him, Tim out. Come on, Tim out.
I was asking Ed Bonner. I know that you race. I know you drive. I know you tune. And I said, which one do you like more, just straight-up grudge racing or the shootout, or do you just prefer just to tune or just to drive? I mean, I'm just trying to get a little better feel of what Ed Bonner's all about. So which one do you like, Ed, the grudge or you like the shootout? What do you like?
I'm a thrill of competition, but if I had to take it, all these five class race shootout, yes. Am I a big fan of the no-time shootout? No, because you might as well say your class racing. Everybody's scared of this and that. So if I had to take grudge, straight-up grudge, see how you live. Will I shoot out? Yes, I will. For the right amount of money, I will shoot out. Am I just going to go just for any little shootout? No.
Tim House.
Yes, sir.
And Bonnie say eels for. And Bonnie say eels for hire too.
Well, now, right, hey, Bonnie, getting like back it. To the. Hey, Bonnie. Well, hold on, Bonnie. Getting back to the tuning aspect of it, Bonnie. I remember when you first started tuning, and you know you tried to help everybody with all this new stuff, Bonnie. Are you learning all this new stuff, or how good are you on this on the tuning side of now, Bonnie? How good are you, Bonnie?
We constantly learning. I'm constantly learning, dog. It's an open book for me. I'm constantly learning every time. It's a new phase of something coming out. Just trying to get keep up with it. Yeah, I got a lot of EFI cards and everything. Am I the top of the tier? Nope, but I get it done how I know how to get it done. So, with that being said, can I operate most of everything, all the new stuff? Yes. Only system I'm not fluent with, and I hate to admit it, is Hall Tech.
Oh, Hall Tech. Okay, so Holly, he said he's not familiar with Hall Tech, but somebody said Hall Tech was some good stuff that they sent him.
Mm-hmm.
So which one you like best, Holly or Fuel Tech, Bonnie?
Look on the other side by the fire cabinet. There should be some more over there. My bad, dog. We'll come back with it. I was talking to one of my guys.
Which one you like the best, a Holly or Fuel Tech, Bonnie?
I'm biased to Fuel Tech because I've been with them ever since they first came to the USA. So I'm biased right there, but I got customers with Holly and Fuel Tech. If I had to do it, though,
right
me, I'm Fuel Tech.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Well, I got
is
you.
It easier
you got
to
Bonnie? Go ahead, Tim.
Is it easier, Bonnie, for you with the Fuel Tech or the carburetor?
I ain't going to say it's either one of these. They pop the same. It's what you put out there. What you going to get, the results you get. Yeah, I mean, you're both doing the same thing, the carburetor in that. You got to work with a more number game with the EFI.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why I was missing. If I just gonna be better, now it's not. It's what you gonna or what you put into is what you gonna get.
Yep. Well, we
if
heard.
You don't
we
know.
Heard
you
one of the right, Bonnie. Yeah, you right. They say if you got a good running, if you got a good running car with carburetors, and don't spend all that money to change over because you ain't gonna get that much. You just got better tuning with the EFI and Holley stuff. You just got better tuning and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You can fix
okay.
a lot of stuff.
Well, Bonnie,
you got a lot of fuel distribution mm-hmm. problems. You can fix it.
Right. Right. Well, Bonnie, we see you working, Bonnie. You got anything else you want to say before you get out of here? Because we can get out of here and go watch the game, too. So anything else you want to put out, Bonnie? Because, and like I said, we ain't going to do the bad report and make you the fighting the jackass this week.
I nominated myself. I'm the guy that Lamont, the thought, the throated ass in the circle, all that right there. You know how they say you can ask for them ass whipping? We got
hey,
on the ass more
yeah.
side on Zello
yeah.
and ask for that
hey,
ass.
Bounty, hey, Bounty. Hey, Bounty.
What up?
Uh-oh.
It's Miss Black.
This
I ain't gonna give you the jackass of the week, man. You racing, man. You doing your thing, man. You know?
Appreciate that, Black.
You win some, you lose some, man.
Hey, yeah, you know,
I don't mean I ain't
going to
be on your ass, though.
Well, you got a job that you can do this year. Believe that.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You know it and everybody else knows
we,
you got
we
a job
don't see each
do.
Other real
but
soon.
You coming over here threatening don't mean a goddamn
uh-oh.
Thing. You win our racing ass, motherfucker.
You know,
Florida,
we
cool,
don't
bring your
see
ass
each
home.
Other real soon,
it, they just take you another trip back to Florida, oh, and I DDT your motherfucking ass. I couldn't come
man.
In when we all was on the ground, so we're going to talk about that.
I,
you send your ass back around here and come
you
on now.
Let me know.
I'll run head on the
I know you'll be at B's race or Bobby Cole race.
I will.
You got a bullseye.
Ain't but a phone
ass.
Call away.
That's all I want to say. I'm going back
hey,
on
hey, make me know it. Make me know it. Don't tell me about it. Make me know about it. Ain't shit but a
man,
DP.
Bro,
now talk to me.
Jay, bro, you ain't scared to talk to Bonnie like that, man? You scared to talk to Bonnie?
Man, I don't
he know what it is. It ain't but a DP away. Bring your ass on.
And
Bonnie you, come
paying,
on.
And Bonnie been paying me punk out since I've met him.
Hey.
Yeah.
Damn, Bonnie, you can't lose down for the, from up north now, Bonnie. We don't mind about the sound bar whooping on here, but you can't let Jay Black talk to you like that now.
I told him I'm only a DP away, dog. He the fucking hold up, not me.
Hey, well,
I've been paying. Come get it some more. Come on, and bust me in my mouth.
We get.
When I racing ass down somewhere. Well, since your when I racing ass down somewhere. When
you
get one more away, then you come holler.
I'm still down there in the heat. We on vacation right now, so I don't even want to talk right now.
All
right,
well, okay. All right, then. Well, why the hell did you hit the button? Appreciate the compliment though about the racing, but don't hit that goddamn button unless you're ready to go.
Okay, next time I get on this motherfucker, I'm going to give you the jackass.
Give it to me now. Don't hold back, motherfucker. Make it what it is and come on with it.
Damn.
I'm a big boy.
Hey,
dog. The knife bone is gone.
Get up there and race.
It is what it is.
Rather you win or lose, I don't clown no man on that, man. Somebody got to lose, somebody got to win. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's all for the fun.
James Black, I ain't
you
used
can't
to
take
nobody
it.
Talking to
don't
you like
do
that,
it.
James Black. I ain't used to that now.
He know what it is.
Bonnie.
Unfortunately,
Bonnie
I couldn't talk to lock horns with him.
I've been chasing him
all the time.
He can
go.
He's playing me fucked up.
When you could go, motherfucker. Hold on, that's a different though. I paid you because I couldn't go. But when you could go, your ass wouldn't come out because you know I was going to do to you.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to flip your contract.
Man,
every time I had to pay
you,
it's because I couldn't go.
I was just knocking the tires off.
Yeah, motherfucker.
He wanted
was,
to fuck me up, and I
couldn't
even get down the
track. He was knocking the tires off, dog. He was knocking the tires off. He paid me to park out and went to race somebody else. So what the difference? What it take? You was scared of me.
Uh-oh.
You was scared of me,
get up, Jay.
That's what it is. You respect that shit. Just tell the
get
truth.
Get up, Jay.
You don't want to come fuck with it because that shit's too strong for you.
Bobby,
yes,
you,
tell the truth. That shit was too strong for you. You ain't going
to
stay in that first.
Well, Bobby Cole race, you ain't going to be able to get me off your ass. I'm going to be on your ass.
I'm going to lock you in.
Get your
win out racing ass down somewhere. I told
you.
I'm ready to go. You not. You still talking about with I.
Oh, man.
I told you, fuck you, put a bitch up on.
You got oil pressure. You ain't did nothing to that motherfucker.
I got fucking plenty of around here, too.
Wait, so what? You want to meet up?
Florida ain't but a couple hours away.
Or something? Make it.
We can. Bring your ass on.
You want to meet up at Jamie Race or something?
We can. Make bring your ass on.
Make it sound right.
We can bring your ass on.
Nah, I ain't coming. I'm just talking shit.
Okay. So that's what I thought, so. You what talking, I ain't talking, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's Bony, man. I go dead across his ass, man.
I can't tell what you're talking.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tim Howe.
What's Bony talking about, Black?
Uh-oh. Tim Howe.
Black, what is Bony talking about?
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you, Tim. How come when Aunt Bony invited Mr. Black down south, you didn't come on with that bullshit like when other people invite you, some of the northerners down south? Why you didn't come on with
man,
that
Aunt
bullshit
Bony
then?
Invited me all the way down to goddamn South Carolina and paid me to punk.
I don't want
to
talk about that last year ass shit, nigga. You happy because that's all you done? I know you ain't used to racing, motherfucker.
Hey,
fuck, I didn't get around here when
you
got to break me in.
Hey, you
don't
look away for
Tim. I had to get his motherfucker 1-1.
James Black, thank you for that input, but I was addressing
Tim. But you done it.
Tim,
you didn't have to,
motherfucker. And Tim, you let the man dig your ass out, but I'm still waiting on a response from you.
But you already know,
yeah,
James
God
Black,
Almighty.
Big Red, you know he can speak for it.
What the hell?
Nah,
is, nah, 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 nah. What's that got to do
game,
with
though,
the question?
Ass,
just say you
we
don't even
go down
remember
track,
the question.
One way or the other, guy.
I know,
we're
but I
threw
that in
there. We going to go.
Okay. Some special ed shit going on up north.
Yeah, we on vacation right now up north, man.
Uh-huh.
We on vacation
Mr.
right
Black.
Now.
Mr. Black.
But, hey, Mr. Black.
Nothing to
hold
do
on,
with
Mr.
You.
Hold on. Just a second. I just want to ask you one thing. Hey, Mr. Black.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
If you took I-75 down south, did you take 75 back up north?
Yes, sir.
It's the same road going down. It's the same road coming up.
Flop.
You
yeah.
come on up here. We got
what,
something
why, to tell you. Why you didn't say that to Aunt Bony when he just invited you down there? Mr. Black now. You know, open your motherfucking
man.
Mouth.
I got you.
Ooh. Okay.
You know, open
hey,
your
Mr.
mouth.
Flop. What you
Mr.
trying to
Flop.
Say, Flop?
I told you.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Scoot. Hold up, y'all. Hold up, Yeah, Flop, hold up. Hold up. We got it. Hey, Scoot.
What's up, Uncle Willie? What's up, dog?
Give us a quick recap before we get to Ogden in a minute. Give us a quick recap of Admo down there. And don't forget now, we in the private room. I got Ed Bono on the phone, so don't talk about him too bad. Give me a recap of what happened at Admo this weekend.
Hey, Ed Bono and Blue Peak, 12 o'clock off the trailer, first time down. First race, second race locked at 5 o'clock. First race, 5,000 aside. There you were betting it up. And Bony come in there. So at them at Bony pulled out my I thought my daughter, he had ran over my daughter. I thought she was laying in front of the car, but there was a peck on there. Bony had a peck taller than my daughter. I said, Aunt Bony, what the hell going on? He said, man, I ran over something on the back road. I said, okay. They didn't skip it, so they put up the money. Blue Tick say, let's go. Damn it, they got him up there. Bony got ready. It was over with from the word go. Bony ain't seen Blue Tick yet. Bony come down that return road fast and he went down the track.
Hey, look at why he didn't run the 5 o'clock race. Why he didn't run the 5 o'clock race? He had enough from the 12 o'clock race.
Bony shook. He shook Project Baby down. He shook it. The guy say, if the track hold, what we finna throw at Project Baby? It's on. They like to flip Project Baby over. So he say he's going that fast. I make my way up there at 4:43. I say ain't nobody from Georgia even looking this way. 5 o'clock, ain't nobody from Georgia. I'm talking about, wasn't nobody even looking that way from Georgia. So, Two Shooter went down there. I had to tell Two Shooter Daddy, go down there and check on your son. They might be able to hit him in the head. So they paid the punk guy. They start, but okay. in between that, Flipper Blue Teak told them, y'all pay the punk guy, we'll give y'all the back tie right now. So our Project Baby said, no, we'll run it. We'll take the back tie right now. Then we'll run again at 5. Blue Teak said, no, I'm going to beat you tonight. You ain't going to run it at 5. They should have pined it up and gave him the back tie because they still didn't run him at 5. Ant Boney shoot.
You know Boney.
Ant Boney shoot Capital City Classic. I mean Capital City Murder. I call it Capital City Classic. Ant Boney shook it down. Blue Teak say we'll give y'all the 1-1 red night. Ant Boney say they wouldn't get it together, so they shook it down. They must didn't see what Capital City must didn't have enough. So he locked in with the truck. 16,000. God damn it, Boney come up there. Boney ready. I say, Boney going to redeem himself. Man, Boney got up there and went red for the breeze. hey, the dude that owned Capital City Capital City Classic. I start calling the Capital City Classic. I say, oh man, Ant Phony done went red. They're saying Ant Phony. Name Ant Phony.
Yeah, Ant Phony.
Man, but hey, Ant Phony brought some action, but them Atmore boys sent him home 0-3.
Yeah. Well, Boney said they tore him a new asshole. He said that though. Yeah. But Scooby, tell him was it a good action down there, good track and everything, Scooby?
It was good action, good track. I'm talking about if you think the track wasn't right, Joey, all you gotta do is tell him he gonna be on top of it. Tell Joey. He went above and beyond to make sure that surface was what them guys want. It wasn't no blowing the tires or none of that.
Well, we had him on. But Scooby, now, like I said, we just shooting fool, and like I said, you get to be a respected man in this game for announcing and everything else. What do you say about a person like Ant Boney that giving action but still getting his butt blowed out? I mean, because you can't have it both ways. What you think about a man like Boney, man? What you think?
Hey, Ant Boney is a man. He's going to bring action. He the same person win or lose. He's still going to keep that smile, and he's good for the game. Boney say he'll be back, and I know Boney. He coming back, but is he going to come back with enough? Boney say he ain't taking no pep, no wheelie bar, no nothing. He going back to the roots of grud race.
Well, one more question before we let you go, Scooby, because we're finna get ready to watch this game man, in a few minutes. Scooby, what you think about that 16-foot-ass pecker Boney had on, man?
Man, hey, Boney, if it would have worked out for it, if he had him stuck dead to the right. But, shit, he should have put 16 more inches on them rods and got some more power out of it.
Yeah. Well, Scooby, you was on the goddamn, you was on the live feed. You said Boney that ran over something out there and flipped over the car.
Yeah, the car, Boney hit something, he's going to dig in the ground and flip the car. Hey, dog, they say, look, they say, dog, goddamn Boney come down there, tested, had VIP Boney running the track overnight and left the car in the garage. They pulled all the equipment out. Boney come stayed overnight.
Yeah.
But Boney bringing action, and like you say, that's what a lot of people don't see. A lot of people down that way, Boney don't know y'all. Y'all don't know the big name guys. So anytime you can get some guys like that down there, it's good for the game and to get a track like that, you know, on the map. So that's what we're striving for.
Was Blue Teak a turbo car? I saw him had zoomies and everything on it. Was it a nitrous car, a turbo car, or something? What is Blue Teak, man?
Blue Teak was a pro charge car. Them guys was nitrous. They just switched to pro charger, and dog, I got to take my hats off to them. They got a hold to it quick. I ain't gonna put all their business out there, but they gonna run. They got that and secret weapon. So as of right now, they are the king of Atmore. They got the keys to Atmore. They undefeated with that off the trailer stuff.
Okay. Well, all right, Scooby, we appreciate it, man. And keep doing what you're doing, brother. Much love to you, man. Tell your little girl I said hello. She's a trip, man. Your little girl a trip, man.
Hey, dog, I appreciate all you do for me and get me going in this right direction. I love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Right on. Love you, too, man. Take care, Scooby.
Y'all take care.
All right, Flop, go ahead on. Bonnie, you want to get on off here, Bonnie? Because I think Flop finna jump on Big House, dumbass. I mean, Big House Booty.
Go ahead. I'm getting lit. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Flop.
Hey, Joe. Did Mike Harvey get his money this morning or what?
Nah, I don't know. I was going to check on that, but I was going to leave it alone. I was going to leave that alone for a minute, though, because a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, kid. He did get it.
Oh, he did? Okay, good. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Morning, like the guy said, he was a man of his word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that case closed.
All right. Yeah. All right, Flop, get on, go. I'm tired of Big House. Big House trying to start some controversy, man. Get on, Big House, man.
He already doing a look away. Hey, dog, you ever seen a big motherfucking man, big as Tim House is, he always jump behind James Black. James Black, goddamn it, look like a toothpick, and Tim House be trying to hide behind him.
Oh, man.
Hold on now. Is it something about Black Jokers that Tim House just like? He loved Bub and he loved James Black, and both of them some Black Jokers now.
But he in love with Jeremiah.
Oh, come on, Flop.
Oh, man.
Hey, you talking about Jeremiah, the one that looked like RuPaul.
Good knees contest. He won the good knees contest.
Yeah.
Hey, he won Dog's good knees contest down there in Florida.
Yep.
Yes, James Black.
Well, look here, guys. We're going to go ahead and cut this one off early tonight because everybody getting ready to watch the game unless somebody got something. If anybody got something, then Mike's already. Boney, you got anything, Boney?
TCU to the front.
I'll see all you guys get real soon, man. Everybody more
don't
know
y'all hang up
I'll
yet. Don't hang up yet. Yeah, we're going to make a big trip to North. We're going to bring a whole contingency. Flop, you got anything, Flop?
No, TCU to the front, that's all.
Right on. Brother D, you got anything? Brother D. Right on. Okay, all right. No, we ain't going to talk about that. Some of that ain't going to help me. Y'all get the noise. We got the noise, guys. Kansas City, you got a thing. Kansas City, you got the noise. Get the noise out of here, man. We got all that noise, man. Man, who got all that noise?
I ain't got none, dog.
James Black, you got anything? All right, no problem. Kid, what you got, kid?
I'm good, dog.
All right. Tim House, give us a closing prayer, dog. Tim House. Give us a closing prayer and get us out of here, Tim House.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be your people. We thank you for allowing us to have fun. Father God, we just ask that you watch over all the racers and that you protect them and keep them. And as they travel up and down the dangerous highways going from show to show, bless them and keep them, protect them. Watch over all of us, Lord, at the sound of my voice. And we say thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, dog.
All right.